Hey, everybody.
My name is Brandon. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. You've made it. And guess what? You can come in. It's okay. It's okay. Listen, everybody. I'm a Mormon. This is how... Shut up! Shut up! This is my faith-based life. Listen. I'm a Mormon, everybody. You know, I figured out I'm a Mormon because of that commercial. I once went skiing on a trip with a bunch of 14-year-olds. I was 14. It's fine. And I danced with a bunch of girls in ski boots. And there's a commercial that says, if you ski, you're a Mormon, which is pretty cool because now I know I'm a Mormon. I thought I was just a drunk atheist, but no, I'm a Mormon, everybody. It's okay. I like my new religion. And no, I'm fucking lying. I'm an atheist. I'm sorry. No one cares. No one should care. No one should ever care about what anyone else's religion is. It doesn't fucking matter. I just think I'm better than everyone, but I know that there's nothing at the end, so who the fuck cares, really? Let's just all get drunk. That's why we do the show where they sell booze, by the way, because I want to get drunk and forget about who I am because I'm a dumb, soulless atheist. Anyways, so do we covered God in a bar. Let's talk about politics for a second. Are we gonna bash brother it into 2012? Finally. Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of the Bash Brothers. You guys know what that is? This is hot team from 1989. They're called the Oakland Athletics. They're real. Me and Marcus, buddy, we're Bash Brothers. What that really means is we like to fuck a lot, and we like to put things in our butts, but we ain't no gay, because whatever. Anyways, I am that guy. Listen, here's how I know that really nothing matters. What a great way to start a show. Nothing matters, everybody. Welcome to the show. Well, you're in a bar on a Friday night. Nothing matters. It's going to be a good one. It's not bad. It's not bad. This is a good thing that nothing matters. I honestly believe that, like, we're all the same. We all poop. See, it's the same. The only thing that matters is love. I'm not... fuck off. No, it's true. The only thing that matters is love. And fuck you, Nathan. Bash Brothers 2012, everybody. Bringing it back. This is love is all that matters. How do you define love? It's not because you're a Mormon and you ski, or because you're a fucking Scientologist and you give the fucking book to the African children like they do in that other commercial. No, that's not love. That's just someone selling a book and whatever. Love is fucking colostomy bags. You guys know what colostomy bags are? This is fucking true. Thank you. Whoever said woo, because you're going to live a fucking great life. You know, that's fucking pain. You have a colostomy bag when cancer eats you, literally, it eats your insides. It happens all the time. That's how I'm going to get it. Everyone in my family dies of brutal, brutal cancer, and we don't get it taken care of until it's way too late. This is all preventative. We're just fucking drunk atheists. We never go to the doctor. That's my heritage, everybody. What I'm trying to tell you is who I am. I get grants from the D.C. government to show you who I am. Anyways, that's a knock on Bloom Bars for no fucking reason. They're very nice people. I apologize instantly. That's love. My grandmother had fucking horrible, horrible cancer. And my grandfather changed her colostomy bag with her, like, every fucking day. And literally, he changed her shit from her body so she can produce more shit and not feel awful. That's love. And you know how I know it's love? Because after she got her colostomy bag changed, I was about 10 years old, I heard them just hardcore fucking for like 20 minutes because he fucking went at it, man. That's love. And I feel like I don't have that yet. I don't want to... I have a lovely fiance, but I don't want her to fucking change my literal bag of shit. I am a piece of shit, but I don't want her to touch a bag of shit. But I feel like if she could stick through me, specifically at this talk show, if she sees these shows and willingly touches me, not like sexually, but just like holds my hand like a fucking future saint, even though none of that exists and it's all just man-made bullshit. That's love. That is fucking love. And slowly but surely, this talk show, even though it's awful now, it will get good. Trust me, you have a great guest tonight. See, look at that segue, Bash Brothers 2012. That's love, and that's really all that matters. And I think that we're going to all be friends by the end of the show because there's booze, and now we have colostomy bags in our fucking skulls, and try to get that shit out of your head. That's going to stay forever. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Put that on OKCupid and see what happens. You're going to find a lovely mate, someone that cares about you. Anyways, we do have a fantastic... Hi, how are you? I've been watching a lot of Twin Peaks. You'd be a good extra in Twin Peaks. You got that cute sweater on, and you got tights and a skirt. Good on you. You like to watch Twin Peaks? I'm Bob. Yeah. I'm going to murder everybody. But no, we have a fantastic show. Are you okay that you signed up for this shit? This is Ruth. She's co-hosting. Now give it up for Ruth, everybody. Yeah, yeah. Why not, everybody? No, we have a fantastic show. We have Marcus Dowling. We have Annie Klein. And we have music from Soft Punch. Nathan and Ian, take it away. Ruth, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay, could you talk alone? I know you're a stand-up comedian and you do this professionally.
Yeah, I'm an amateur comedian, but I do it all professionally.
That's true. I need you to talk alone 30 seconds while I run to the back of the bar, get some steroids in my butt, Bash Brothers 2012, and run back. Could you do that?
Oh, okay.
Ruth Rasby, everybody.
So I'm not going to pontificate on the theme of love, because, I mean, anyone who's read The Incredible Lightness of Being knows that love is shit, right? It's whatever you do behind closed doors. But some inappropriate jokes. How do you titty fuck a 13-year-old? Crack her collarbone.
Ruth Rasby, ladies and gentlemen. I asked Peter, who produces the show, hey, should Ruth co-host? Yeah, she'll class it up. How are you, Ruth?
I'm doing well.
You had a story or something to talk about that I've completely forgotten because I'm thinking about my grandmother just getting it good.
Oh. Well, I have a story about my mother.
Yeah.
My mom and I have conversations sometimes late at night, and she calls me occasionally when she gets back from bars just to, like, see how I'm doing. And these conversations are usually long conversations.
Wait, your mother goes to the bar regularly?
Oh, well, I mean, my family's from South Dakota. Everyone goes to the bar regularly.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. That's like in that great show Twin Peaks.
It's how you save on flannel. You take off a layer and get drunk.
Hey, Ian's wearing some flannel.
Yeah, you wouldn't need that shirt if you were drunk.
I always need this shirt.
All right.
Okay. Well, no. I usually smoke pot when I talk to my mom because she talks for a long time and it helps me, like, stay interested. And, yeah, and so she's been having back problems, and throughout the course of the conversation, she tells me she's on Valium, Percocet, and anti-inflammatory, and I realize she's taking the same regimen I took while living in her house in high school. And
is your mom a recreational user, or does she need these things?
Oh, she has back pain.
Back pain?
I don't know. Yeah, my back pains me too.
So she's got to be really supportive of your career.
She wants to do some time, actually.
Seriously?
When she comes to D.C., my whole family is just like, oh, they wrote me jokes all Christmas break, and, they're going to come up. Whenever they come up, now they're going to see the sights and do 5 minutes.
Does she have a lot of white people do this, black people do this material? Because if she does, the Riot Act Comedy Club has a great mic on Monday night. Tuesday nights? Is it Tuesday nights?
It's Thursday nights.
Thursday nights, Riot Act Comedy.
Oh, no, Riot Act is Tuesdays.
Tuesday nights at the Riot. It's a great... The cover's $10. Don't worry. It's only $10
and your dignity.
$10 for an open mic. It's great. You can see Ruth's mom do white people or do this and black people do that material. She's really high, though, so it's probably fun.
You know, my mom does have some material on that because my siblings are adopted. They're Haitian. And my sister's hair is a little bit beyond my mom because the kid won't sit still and my mom doesn't really know how to do it anyway. And so the other day, someone told my mom that she's raising an Uncle Tom. Which really confused my mom because she didn't really remember the book and kind of thought it was a compliment. But
isn't everyone? That's true.
She's like, it was a boring book, but it was like about civil rights, right? I'm like, oh wow, mom, when did you start taking that Valium?
I like that you're a librarian.
Yeah, my family's really well read. They just don't remember what they've read.
You're from South Dakota.
Right.
Isn't anyone in South Dakota an Uncle Tom at a certain point?
Well,
like, that's not even just, you're
see,
just
the
from
thing,
South
I
Dakota.
I think to be an Uncle Tom, you have to be black. And at this point, the only black people are, like, my brother and sister.
Yeah.
One family, our church adopted.
You're diversifying.
Right.
You're the entire African-American cast of Twin Peaks could have lived in your house. There's been two people. That's not a joke. The wrestling coach? And who else? There was one other black guy in the entire series.
Well, I mean, it was like...
What?
Was
what is it?
Concierge.
The concierge. Thank you.
Well, it took place outside of Seattle, so it's kind of...
All right, stop. You're not on mic. Anyways, Ruth, thank you so much for doing this. We're going to have a fantastic show. You probably are going to go deaf by the end of the night, but it's going to be well worth it. Gentlemen, are you ready to play on our first guest?
Sure.
Fantastic. He is a music writer, and he's actually passionate about music, something I completely do not understand. Follow him on Twitter. You'll know exactly who he is. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Marcus Dowling, everybody. Marcus!
Hey, brother.
Okay, did everyone see what Marcus and I did? What we did was the official Bash Brother greeting to each other. Because after Mark McGuire hit a home run and drove in Jose Canseco, they fucking bashed forearms / shot each other up in the butt with steroids.
That's what I'm doing later.
Why?
Because you need more, man.
I need more steroids?
Exactly.
Did you see the opening?
I
need
did.
The opposite of testosterone.
Not really, man.
That's nice of you to say.
Take it to 11, sir. Take it to 11.
That's a music reference, I see.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're a music writer.
Yes, I am. I do a lot of things with music.
Do you make any?
No, not at all. I used to be a DJ. I was a DJ for 10 years.
That doesn't count.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
All right, I know Pat Walsh will be at home listening and yelling at the podcast.
He would. I totally understand that.
But here's why I don't think it's... What kind of stuff did you DJ?
Okay, let's see. I had a night where I did like classic rock. I had a night where I did disco and R&B.
Nope.
And then I had a night where I played top 40 bangers.
Oh, really?
Bangers, bro.
That's all you did. That's how you were a DJ.
That's how I was a DJ.
No, you're just a guy with good taste and a decent record collection.
Exactly.
That's not an art form. That's not an artist. You didn't make music.
No, I didn't, but I have a certain appreciation for music and a way to put it together so that people could dance and move.
You like people dancing and moving. Why is that?
Why do I like people dancing and moving? I like people to have fun. I like people to enjoy themselves.
I don't know if I do. How do I get to your level?
How do you get to my level? Well, yeah. It just takes, like, you have to go through a lot of shit.
What happened?
In life. Okay, so you want to know how I started writing about music?
Yeah, that's why you're on the show.
Okay,
yeah.
I was in a dead-end relationship for, like, 3 years. I mean, it lasted 2 more years after that, but I was in a dead-end relationship. And, like, I wanted to, like, get away from my girlfriend. And I went out and I started covering a lot of shows. And it was great. And I started a blog. And I blogged about music just so I could have
You know, most people do it for the opposite reasons.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, okay.
Exactly, yeah.
Are you currently single?
I'm currently seeing people. That's about it, you know.
Ooh,
I'm like,
people. Plural.
Yeah.
It's working out well for you, Marcus.
Yeah, you know, life is life.
No, I don't. Explain it.
Well, you know, it's like when you cover... It's funny, actually. When you cover music, you learn it like... You know, you normally think, okay, you get like groupies and hot girls and this and that. But like, beauty is a commodity in music.
Yeah.
So you really kind of like gain this like lack of appreciation for like a million of the most beautiful models in the world. I was at Pasha like a couple months ago, which is like this giant, enormous, big room, like hot French models. And you're looking at them and you're just like, you're the most vapid people in the world.
That's not fair.
No, but they're looking around and they're not really engaged in the music. They're just kind of like standing
but
there.
But you
like,
can get that at a hardcore show in a basement
no,
with a bunch of ugly
14-year-olds. No, but it's not the same though when there's like a million people on the floor raging and there's 3 chicks in a corner who couldn't give a fuck less about the music.
That's every show though.
Not really though.
Really? Name one show where there's not 3 people in the corner.
Well, not 3 people. I'm Moonbatoon Massive.
Ugh.
U Street Music Hall.
Okay, explain this genre of music. Completely serious. Like, I'm not...
No, I'll be happy to do it.
Listen.
Freaking run Moonbatoon.com.
I know, that's why you're on the show.
Exactly.
Okay, so I am a fan of electronic music.
I
went to fucking Planet of the Drums. Fuck off! I went to Planet of the Drums at the Rave in Milwaukee in 2003. That alone covers me for 20 years.
Yes, it does.
Okay? Did you ever go? Exactly. I was that guy in the corner because I found the IDM room, which is the nerdiest form of electronic music.
Of course, like all the techno hits.
Intelligent dance music. That's the thing I like. What the fucking... I'm a dick. Okay.
Dude, it makes sense, though. You're an intelligent man.
I'm not. I'm just a guy.
We have glasses, and, you know, you present yourself well in front of all these people.
Oh, thank you.
I know.
Too nice. Anyways.
Exactly.
But I don't understand...
Moonbatoon. Get it right. If you have me on the show, you got
to
get it right.
You're here to tell me I'm wrong.
Okay.
By the way, I like your tie. Is it Ben Sherman?
No, not at all.
What is it?
It's Tommy Hilfiger.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. So gauche, right?
No, I'm wearing the same. See?
I was gonna say you're calling me like a gauche bastard or something, and I'd be like,
what does
yeah,
gauche mean?
Just you know, your hoity-toity taste, and you're very pinky in the air.
Oh, I would think Ben Sherman would be. Let's just talk about fashion. Yeah. Where do you get your ties?
Where do I get my ties? I go to Macy's. I go like.
I love Macy's. Did you ever get the old Italian woman that has throat cancer?
No, I have like the. There's like an old guy that always thinks you're stealing.
Yeah, I don't like him.
It's because I'm black, and you made black and white jokes earlier, and that's totally a stereotype.
Yeah, well, no, they think I'm stealing too. I am though. That's the
difference. But you're black on the inside. You have a very you have a
what does that
black
even
soul.
Mean? I have so many true jokes that I'm not going to say because they're incredibly racist.
But anybody can know. Anybody who really knows me in this room understands that I'm totally okay with racist humor.
But I'm not. It's not funny ever.
Really?
Yeah. Give me one thing that's funny about it.
So when it's true.
Yeah. Let's start a race riot. I heard somebody whisper that. Let's do it. I think you. I'm not listening to her. She's not mic'd. I think you and I should go shopping together.
Oh, by all means.
Here's why. You stop going to dudes at Macy's, man. You got to go to the old ladies because you'll never feel more attractive than when like a 7-year-old lady feels you up.
Wow.
They will also give you a discount that doesn't exist. They'll give you 30%
off
of
actually,
anything.
For me as a music writer, you'll never feel more attractive than when someone just cares about you because you like they think they understand why you write about music. They think like, oh, you write about music because it's so cool and it's so hip and it's so fun. It's like, no, I write about music because I want to make money about music and I want to change the world.
Oh, no, you don't. You want to make money. The first part is true.
Not really.
Then why did you say it out loud into a microphone? You said you want to make money.
Yeah.
With music.
Yeah.
As a writer.
Yeah, and also, but I do more than write, though. Ha 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 ha. You're not going to get a bash from me, guys. How about that? How about
bash
that?
Bash Brothers 2012.
All right, then, anyway.
Okay, so, but like I know that we'll get to the movement thing later, but like, how do you expect to make money doing this?
How do I expect to make money? Okay, well, it's simple. I do a lot of stuff. I work for Listen Vision Studios. I'm an account manager there. I do a podcast for ScoutMob.com.
You get paid for that?
Oh, you're damn right I do. It's a good job. It's a fun life.
Yeah, good luck while it lasts, buddy.
Yeah, brother. Hey, I'm having fun in the moment, man.
I actually do respect him incredibly. I'm not, like, I'm giving you shit.
No, I know. I understand.
I like you.
Brother, I understand. It's all
stop
good.
Calling me brother. I never met my father.
I work in pro wrestling as well.
Why aren't we only talking about that? Who do you work for?
I work for NWA Fusion out of Southern Virginia.
Really?
Yes, sir.
How do I get involved in that?
You talk to me after the show, man.
No, now. Right now on
now,
a microphone
right now,
in front
okay.
of people.
You want to come down? Okay, we have a show.
Yeah, I do. Keep
on
going.
February the 18th.
Yeah, let's see where
I'm at. King and Queen Elementary.
What?
Yes.
That's awesome.
In King and Queen County, Virginia.
Oh, I want to go.
Yeah, I've been hitting the head by...
I'm free that night!
Brother, absolutely. Come on down. I've been hitting the head with a chair by Axl Rotten.
That doesn't sound safe in any way.
Yeah, it's totally awesome. It's on YouTube.
Oh. Actually, I didn't know you were a part of wrestling.
It's on my Twitter. Anybody can read my Twitter right
no,
now. And make him feel silly. Everybody find me on Twitter, at Marcus with a C, K Dowling. It says pro wrestling manager in giant letters.
I thought
Brandon
that was
Weatherby's a fraud, people. He doesn't read my Twitter.
All you tweeted today was about how you're going to change the world by destroying all labels.
Yeah, well, that wasn't me. That was E-Mind. That's a producer from Philly that was talking about destroying the labels.
But then you retweeted it and agreed, and then...
No, I didn't agree. I retweeted it because I wanted to spur conversation, because that's what you do on Twitter. You engage people and have conversations.
So do you want to destroy all labels?
No, I actually want the label model to succeed. I actually want the label model to be a smaller and less relevant part of the music-making process. Because all the money's in live touring. Right, Bash Brothers? Right? Live music, right? Right? Live music? Live music? Who likes live concerts in here?
Really? You're polling people that like live events at a live event?
No, like live music.
There's music tonight.
Yeah, by the Bash Brothers, and they're cool.
No, they don't count. No, we have Ryan who's playing.
No, I know. I'm really excited about that.
All right. Let's go back. Oh, I want to talk about wrestling, but okay, we're not going to talk about wrestling.
I've had dinner with CM Punk.
Oh, here's the thing. No, that doesn't impress me because I...
No.
No, I'm not like saying fuck CM
no,
Punk.
No,
CM Punk, I think, is the
Chicago
most...
Chicago guy. Right?
I know, he's a straight edge guy, which makes me a little... You know.
Hey, I'm straight edge.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, this is great. We're different. Why?
Why? Well, let's see. Okay, You go out and party every night.
No,
six
I don't.
Nights a week. No, this is what I did. I partied every night, six nights a week. I used to operate my car after drinking copious amounts of Sparks.
Don't do that.
You remember Sparks?
Wait. Were you of age?
Yes.
Why were you drinking Sparks of age?
Because I was at an EDM show and it was free. I like free alcohol. I don't like free alcohol now, but I did. When it was available to me, I drank tons of free alcohol.
Someone sounds like a flip-flopper.
I'm not a flip-flopper.
I bet you're a Barack Obama supporter.
Not at all. I didn't
vote.
I didn't vote at all in 08. I didn't vote at all.
You really stuck it to no one with that.
I had no desire to vote. Hey, no. I voted. Okay, you ever seen Brewster's Millions?
What? The Richard Pryor film?
Yes.
Yeah, explain how this is your political philosophy.
Absolutely.
Go.
None of the above. None of the above. He actually advocated for none of the above, and it totally makes sense. Because we're at a time now politically, we're at a period of flux, and there's absolutely no way, Republican, Democrat, you know, horse, mineral, vegetable, whatever, you're not going to make a difference. You're really not. And then, so why would I vote right now?
Then why would you get up in the morning?
Why would I get up in the morning?
Yeah, because honestly, you don't actually believe that no one can make a difference. You believe that you can
make
a difference.
No, I believe that I can make a difference, but I can make a difference communally. I'm actually a socialist.
Okay, now who is the most likely to fund community-based stuff?
Well, it's the government, but...
No. Who in the government? Which party?
Who in the government? Which party? The Democrats.
Okay, so you do have a political affiliation.
I don't have a political affiliation.
Then you're an idiot.
Wow, I'm an idiot?
Pick!
I'm a socialist, okay? If we have to get down to it at the end of the day, I'm a socialist. State capitalism was mentioned in The Economist, and I believe in that.
I only like Brewster's Millions.
You don't like Brewster's
Millions? No, I only like... What? Fuck you, band!
Yo, guys.
They're Bash Brothering. Hey,
ha.
Ruth, did you know what the Bash Brothers were
happened.
Before this evening?
I still don't know what the Bash
Perfect.
Brothers are.
Perfect. Let's keep it that way.
Exactly.
Okay, so, Marcus, you're getting your photo taken. Look at you smile like a motherfucker. That's
exactly.
Good. Okay, explain Moombatone to me.
Moombatone, okay. So Dave Nada, who's a very well-known, respected international DJ.
Not to me.
Exactly, okay, well.
Did he ever tour with the Stooges?
No, he didn't.
I don't give a fuck.
But that would have been fucking dope because he played in a lot of punk and hardcore bands before he became a DJ.
So it's like Skrillex.
No, not like Skrillex. Skrillex played in emo bands, and he's friends with Dave. Because ultimately, at the end of the day...
Bad people stay together.
Not even. No, Skrillex is just a dude. Skrillex is a dude who found a sound, and he's making money. Is there anything wrong with that?
You want me to put the Skrillex remix on this podcast?
Totally. It's pop music, brother. Brother, it's pop music.
There's nothing wrong with pop music.
Exactly. But it's pop music for kids that are not our age.
How old are you?
Two generations. I'm 33.
Really?
Yeah.
You look pretty good for 33.
I know, I try, man.
You know how you'd look better?
How?
A drink in your hand.
Wow! Awesome.
Yeah!
Well done.
What the fuck?
Dude, that was awesome.
I like drinking.
Brother.
He's Bash Brothering people in the audience now. This is weird.
Because you mentioned it. It's awesome. I haven't done it in
all right, so this guy that's best friends with Skrillex did something.
Oh, yeah. So he DJed a skip party for his cousins.
Okay.
Who are degenerates and were skipping school. And they have these skip parties where all the kids who are skipping school come to a house. And they were playing a lot of, like, cumbia and reggaeton and all this stuff. And Dave came in with, like, Dutch house music, which is, like, very heavy, four on the floor, percussive, mm-hmm. like, doop.
I like that stuff.
And so, like, he's there, and he's, like, listening to this party, and he's like, shit, I'm fucked. Because these kids are, like, rough, and he's got this music, and they're not going to like it, and it's going to be an issue. So he gets on the decks, and he's like, all right, well, Dutch house is heavy, like, reggaeton is heavy. So he's like, if I slow down this Dutch house to maybe around reggaeton tempo, it could work. And he played it, and the kids bugged out. They were just like...
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is like the best shit ever.
And this is like 08 or something like
this
that?
This is like...
Not that long
early,
ago.
This is like early 09.
Okay, so...
But it's like later 09 is when, yeah.
Yeah, 08 and early 09, there's so much different. You definitely
need
to correct
me on
that
fact. I just had to. You know, I had to make sure the history's right. There are tons of people that are...
The history is not even 5 years old!
But the internet makes things move fast. The internet has vastly made time
like
move faster.
Like certain political campaigns?
Exactly.
Exactly. Anyways.
Right.
So you like this.
I love this stuff. Okay, so I was at this. So what happens is that, like, Dave gets with a bunch of, like, Latin music producers and DJs, and he learns how to make it better. And then he created a bunch of songs, and I was at DC9 one night, and Chris was there. Chris Kelly was there the first time. And it's like, we're, like, listening to all this electro, and then Dave gets on a deck, and he slows the music down, and it's like literally everybody in the room ran into a brick wall. And you're just like, whoa, this is crazy.
So it's kind of like you were at the first like Ramon show in 76.
Exactly,
like
exactly.
Right.
So it has
Wait,
that.
That's not, I wasn't making
no,
fun
it's
of
not.
Them.
It's totally true.
The way you described that was like a revelation to people.
Yeah, it was like seriously, you could like, for people that were so used to music moving fast, they could actually understand how music was mixed and how it was made. And that was really cool. It was like...
That sounds incredibly cool, but it also sounds like the people that you were with were incredibly dumb that they didn't think of slowing down what already exists.
Yeah, no, because you get so trapped in the moment, and you get so trapped in it because, like, DJs and producers just create music now. Music and music and music and more and more and more because the internet allows you to do that because you've taken tools and you've created programs that make producing music really, really simple.
Okay.
That's what happens. So
is that good or bad?
Oh, it's actually a six of one hand, half a dozen another.
That's the same.
I know, because it's 50-50. It's good because it allows people who otherwise wouldn't have an entry into music to have an entry into music.
Okay.
It's bad because there are people who shouldn't have an entry into music having an entry into music.
Yeah. Well, that's how it always is going to be.
Exactly.
There's nothing to fight
right.
about. I want you to do the show one-on-one with me, not in front of people, after this. Because I do find this stuff extremely fascinating, but I really just want to make fun of you, and that's mean.
No, brother, it's okay, because I'll make fun of you, too. I've been making fun of you just as much.
Yeah, have you?
Have I been making fun of this guy? People, round of applause.
Yeah. No. No, it's not fair. I don't want to attack you. I honestly think...
No,
you.
I appreciate it. Thank
what you,
you
do is very, very fascinating.
You attacked my homie Dimon, and then Dimon attacked you, and it was really weird.
That was a great show.
That was awesome.
For the listener listening to this that's only listening to me because of Marcus, check out that show. Oh, yeah, you guys don't drink.
Yeah.
That's why you're friends.
Exactly.
You know what I'm going to probably do after the show? No joke.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go to Mark's Cafe.
Yeah.
Because we fought the big one tonight. Have you been to that?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we'll meet up there. Sure. I'll drink a few ales.
Awesome.
Isn't it? Yeah. And then I'll probably go home with the woman I love and then drink whiskey together. And no, I won't die alone. So it's going to be great. And I like to thank whiskey for that. What do you think of that?
Brother, I've drank more whiskey than you have probably. I could probably, if I were to drink again, I could probably drink you under the table.
That's not
how
necessarily
much I used to
a good thing. All things in moderation, kids. Okay.
Exactly.
Any final parting words for the kids at home? You have a lot of stuff going on. What are you trying to plug right now? The website,
what am I,
the podcast?
What am I trying to plug right now? Follow me on Twitter. That's like the easiest way to like know exactly
yeah,
what I'm doing.
Yeah, he's actually a good tweeter.
I try to be.
No, I'm serious. I follow
no,
you.
No, thank you. I know you do, and I appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
At Marcus with a C-K Dowling, D-O-W-L-I-N-G. Feel free to follow me, heckle me, make fun of me, engage me in conversation. That's what I do. So, yeah, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marcus Dowling. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. I'm butting in to let you know that I write a weekly column for this website called Brightest Young Things. The name of the column is called Behind the Desk, and it's pretty much whatever is applicable to this talk show or talk shows in general, things that I find fascinating. It goes up once a week at brightestyoungthings.com, and you can find every column at youmethemeverybody.com. So if you haven't been to the website in a while, that's an excuse to go. Once again, it's called Behind the Desk. It's a weekly column I write, and I'd really appreciate it if you gave it a glance. Thanks for listening, and back to the show. Hey, everybody. We made it together. This next guy is a stand-up comic, and I've wanted him to be on the show since we started the show, but I didn't ask because I'm intimidated because he does real stuff at the Draft House in Arlington, which is, I think, the best place to see alternative comedy. Or what I like to call not stereotypical comedy. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Andy Klein, everybody. Andy! Thank you, everybody. You guys doing all right? Yes, you are. Excellent. I'm glad you guys came out. This is good you guys came out and did something. You could have stayed home and Twittered about what you were going to do instead. I'm on Twitter. I fucking hate it. All my friends are like, you should get on Twitter, promote yourself. I can't stand it. Here's why. You get 140 characters on Twitter, right? Basically two sentences. So you can communicate one thought at a time. You know who else communicates one thought at a time? Three-year-olds. You ever hang around your friend's house as an annoying-ass three-year-old comes running to the room? I like purple. Then he runs the fuck out. That's what Twitter is.
just a bunch of people communicating like babies. But at least the three-year-old has a decency to leave the room afterwards. He knows he fucked up. What do? We send that thought to the whole world. We're like, this onion tastes funny. Send. There you go, world. Subscribe to my boring-ass life. I like technology, but it goes too far. It gets ridiculous. Like with your cell phone, you can pay extra to have a ring-back tone on your cell phone. So when someone calls you, instead of them hearing a ringing sound, they hear a song playing instead. My question is, what if I'm calling you with bad news? I'm calling to tell you your dad just had a stroke. I got to hear a holla back girl for 45 seconds first. It kills the mood, man. I'm trying to sound all somber. Gwen Stefani spelling bananas over and over again. I should be able to send you a song instead, if that's how we're doing it. Like, hey, your best friend just killed himself. Here's Jump from Van Halen. Call me back there in a keyboard solo, and we're going to have a rap battle. I don't know how to talk. Just driving around the other day, I got behind this car. I had all these bumper stickers on the back, all these pro-life bumper stickers right on the back of the car. It was like, pro-life, choose life, abortion stops a beating heart, Nickelback, 2006 World Tour. Really, I'm concerned about several of your decisions, you fuck. Nickelback is the reason I'm pro-choice. Second reason, Nickelback fans. I want to go to Springfield, Missouri. I'll explain why. That needs an explanation. I read an article that the Ku Klux Klan has been trying to adopt a stretch of highway in Springfield, Missouri to keep it free of litter. I guess the Klan is on, like, Plan D now. Like, how's that meeting go? Like, well, we couldn't get rid of black people or Jews or immigrants. Anything else you guys hate? One guy's like, I hate cigarette butts. All right, I got a plan. Here's the thing. If you are black or just not racist and you're driving down that stretch of road, you have to litter, right? The whole plan's going to backfire. Don't you want to be on that stretch of road that sign goes by? This highway is monitored by the Ku Klux Klan. It's like, all right, everybody, get your shit and throw it out the window. Klansman pops up, flips his hood over, starts filling it with your garbage. Singing We Shall Overcome. Not even for the irony. I watch too much TV. That's my problem. I can't get enough of it. I was watching 16 and Pregnant. That's how bad it's gotten for me. Yeah, that is the worst show on MTV. And they have Jersey Shore. You have to be bad to be worse than Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore is like 16 and Pregnant if the town had an abortion clinic. Like, both shows are about young people making horrible decisions, but in one of them, they go to the beach afterwards, so it's cool. But 16 and Pregnant, that's one reality show where nobody wants the prize at the end. 5 hours into labor, doctor looks up. Is it a pile of money? No, it's a girl. Fuck. I told you we should have gone with door number two. That's right. I'll explain that. It's an anal sex joke, everybody. Yes, that's right. I slipped it in. Like the real thing. Applause for that. Good. I'll take it. You're a human applause sign, is Brandon right there. MTV didn't even stop there. They kept going right after that. Right after 16 and Pregnant, Teen Mom. They had the audacity, the nerve to have a season finale on Teen Mom. What kind of cliffhanger can you have on Teen Mom? Is she going to feed it? Tune in next fall and find out. How old will the baby be when he says fuck for the first time? Vote on our website. Tune in next fall. I like watching those Sunday morning evangelical preacher guys. That's my favorite thing to watch. Those guys are hilarious. Because they're all the same. They all believe in creationism, not evolution. They're all creationists, but they all articulate that belief the exact same way. Well, I didn't come from no monkey. That's literally how they articulate their beliefs on a complicated issue. I didn't come from no monkey. As though there's some kind of shame in having come from a monkey, right? But they have no problem telling you all the horrible, shitty situations they actually did come from in their lives. It's always the same backstory, like, yeah, I grew up in a shack in Alabama, I never knew my dad. We ate dirt for dinner, took baths and mud. Then I developed a drug and alcohol problem, dropped out of high school. I didn't come from no monkey. What are you talking about? Monkeys had it better than you. You wish you came from a monkey. And besides, wouldn't that make a more inspirational story? I walked on all fours till I met Jesus. Now I'm with you. I'm an atheist, too. It's a theme night, everybody. Yes. Yes, it's turning into a rally.
Yeah. What happened? Chemical chance.
Chemical chance, that's right. Let's scream out random scientific references. Biology, woo! I'm an atheist, but I got religious friends. We always go back and forth on it, arguing about it. My friend pulled this one on me. He was like, hey, man, you'll never see an atheist in a foxhole. I was like, that doesn't mean we're not dumb enough to get into a foxhole. What kind of argument is that? But you know what the argument is. The argument is when you're in a foxhole, you're afraid for your life, you convert to religion, you believe in God. Yeah, because a foxhole is really a place where I'm convinced that God exists. Let me see, bullets whizzing past my head, my buddies shivering in the fetal position, I just shit my pants. Yeah, you know what? There is a God. And his children are trying to shoot me in the face. What the fuck, God? It's just fear. If you're afraid for your life, you'll wrap your mind around anything. Like, every man in this room has had that conversation at some point with his friends, where your friend is like, hey, if someone held a gun to your head, would you suck a dick? Well, that wouldn't be my first choice. But with a gun, if you had a gun to my head, you'll get that dick when you pry it from my cold, dead hands. Because you're afraid for your life. You'll believe anything. But no one ever says, hey, look at that foxhole full of cocksuckers. Sucking all those dicks to stay alive. Don't they know it's not real? I think religion's on a decline lately. I don't know why, but I just noticed you see a lot more religious advertising, like bumper stickers, bracelets, ads in the paper taken out by churches. Doesn't bother me. Just the way it's being done, it bothers me. There's no imagination to it. All they do is take an existing ad, replace the product with the word Jesus. Instead of got milk, it's got Jesus. Instead of an Air Jordan t-shirt. I actually saw this once. A shirt that says Air Jesus with a silhouette of Jesus dunking a basketball. And he can't even jump that high. He's wearing sandals, for Christ's sake. You can't get ups with sandals. White messiahs can't jump. How far can they take the slogans? What are they going to come up with next? Like, hell, it's what's for sinners. Buddha, bet you can't live just once. Jews, the other white people. All right, guys, that's it for me. Thank you, everybody.
Andy Klein, everybody, sit down. Man, a real professional comic.
I try.
Listen, listeners at home, one of you has to have a screen press. If you do, I want you to design a Bash Brothers / Jesus t-shirt that we will sell and give credit to Andy Klein. By the way, I want you to know my last post that wasn't about this show
right.
on Twitter was, attention YMTE listeners, you will become very familiar with at RuPaul's Drag Race, specifically at Sharon Needles over the next 3 months.
I don't know what that means.
Exactly. That is an important thing. This is a public service announcement. If you like me or hate me, I'm going to go with the hate. If you hate me, watch and follow RuPaul's Drag Race over the next 3 months because it will be all I am talking about. This has become my Chicago Bears. Andy, you host a podcast called Three Guys On.
ThreeGuysOn.com, yes.
Yes, yeah. Yes, Les. You've been doing this thing for a while before like podcasting was like popular.
Well, we thought we got in early, but we missed it.
Did you?
The window closed. Yeah, we've got like a solid 50 listeners.
Ooh, solid.
What do you have?
Fuck off. Well, this interview's almost over. Andy, what is the advice? Do you have any advice for Ruth? Or myself, because like I think Ruth's a very funny comic.
Right. I thought that was kind of a slight where I sat down and you said, a real professional comic.
Oh, no, it has nothing to do with her.
Okay.
No, I was referring to me. No, she's funny. I'm just a guy.
You're just some dude?
Yeah, yeah.
Some dude in a suit? Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a suit.
What is that pin you got on?
Iggy Pop.
Iggy Pop. Okay, so yeah. That's a little hip. There you go.
Damn right. Yeah, Marcus.
Hey, look, he's using.
You know
technology.
What Iggy Pop's a fan of? Drugs and booze.
You're an asshole.
I know. That's why I do a podcast in front of people.
I don't do drugs or booze.
Why?
I just never got into it.
Really?
I got no reason.
Yeah, you're a comic.
Yeah.
And you're not shitty. How does that work?
I don't know. I never see. You can't not drink without an excuse. You have to have one of the four excuses. You have to have like you'd be a recovering alcoholic.
Uh-huh.
No. Your dad used to beat you with Jack Daniel's
bottles.
Doesn't
matter.
Right. Religion.
Okay.
Okay. I don't
obviously
have that.
No.
Or your sister was killed by a drunk driver.
Is that what happened to you?
No. I got none of that. I just decided not to drink one day. I just said, fuck it.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Well, this interview's almost over. Number two. No, but honestly, do you have any advice for us? Because I think she's a very, very funny stand-up comedian.
How long you been doing comedy?
I've been doing it 5 months in D.C., like going to mics all the time.
5 months? Okay, well, look, here's the thing. When someone's been doing it that little bit of time, the only advice is just keep getting on, man.
Yeah,
keep getting on stage.
Boring.
Stage time.
It's really boring.
Also... That's really boring?
That's super boring. All right, no one cares about that.
Blow all the comics.
Nope, that's shitty.
No, that
now you're doing Riot Act material.
Really? I saw the Pussy Preacher at Riot Act last week.
Seriously, that's a guy?
That's a guy.
That they put up.
He hosted the open mic.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really? The open mic I've been vouching for the last 7 months?
It was hosted by the Pussy Preacher.
Really?
Yes.
Wow! I didn't... And for a while, I was like, maybe I shouldn't make fun of this thing. Maybe it's going to be great. Maybe my first impression was wrong. No!
No.
It's way worse than my first impression.
I'm hosting it on February 28th.
Wow!
I'm going to be the blowjob bishop. That's going to be my thing. I'm hacking the Pussy Preacher. Fuck him. He sucks.
Just so everybody knows, February 28th, I will be hosting the open mic at Solly's. If anyone does any pussy-type material, you're not going up. Fuck off. Go to Riot Act. I'm completely serious. No offense.
No, I got nothing to do with
it. Yeah. I'm sure you're good. How's the Draft House going?
Draft House is going very well. We got shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday in the side room.
That's so great.
In the main room, there's a show every weekend. Duncan Trussell's coming up.
I know.
Neil Brennan is coming up. Yeah, you should come out more. Come to the open mic.
No, I'm good.
Ruth, you should come out to the open mic.
No, you should, Ruth. I'm not joking. Like that's
I
a
run
great
it.
Room. You no, that room is great. I've been there. It's incredibly tiny, and I highly recommend it for any DC or close to stand up.
Yeah, a lot of Arlington hip people. Hip.
Yeah, that's an oxymoron. Yeah. you're in Columbia Heights on a Friday, really? Come on.
Right. Well, I'm in a ballroom. I mean, is that ironic for the?
You're losing everyone right now. You did 8 solid great minutes, and you're consistently losing people.
Well, I just saw. I expected a ballroom. I expected to see like a chandelier and hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
I didn't expect to see potato skins.
There's potato skins here? They got potato skins now? That's not a joke. Do they really have that?
I don't know.
Someone buy me that. I'm not paying you back. All right, cool. Andy,
yes.
Thank you so much for doing the show. Any parting words of advice for the kids at home besides hit the mics? And suck comics dick. Hey, if you're for the kids at home listening, no one in the room because you know better. If someone's like, "Hey, I'll get you a gig if you suck my dick," don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't ever do that.
Don't do that.
They're not good. If the guy's like, I don't know, 40 and has never got a paying gig ever, I'm not talking about you. You have a paying gig every weekend.
I'm good, right?
But there's some people in this town, you know, comics. I'm talking to you right now. Listen up. ignore them. Just ignore them. Nothing good will come of that.
Here's what you got to do: get on stage a lot. Know what you like and know what you hate. And if you know what you hate, you won't become it.
And I think that's great advice. Thank you so much for doing this. And thank you. I really appreciate you doing it. And I know like you're like a pro.
Yeah, sometimes.
Really, you're so much better as an actual comic.
Am I giving you nothing right now? Do you want me to?
No. I'm just a little really okay. Okay. No, you're so fucking funny as a stand-up.
Was I supposed to kick ass right here too?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's a whole package deal.
All right.
Man.
I thought it's your show. I didn't want to take away your laughs from you.
I did not.
I mean, I know
really?
How limited they can be, so I didn't want to.
That's good. See, I need that all the time. I need you consistently shitting on me.
Right. I can't do that now. My time's up. I can't leave on that.
Exactly. You can find Andy every Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Arlington
Draft House. 3guysOn.com.
Andy Klein, everybody.
Yes. Rivers Cuomo, everybody.
Rivers Cuomo? That's the only reference you could pull off right now?
Hey,
Thanks for listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. It would be awfully kind of you to consider donating to keep this show alive. But we understand that money may be tight right now. So if you can't donate, please sign up on our mailing list. We promise it's not too annoying. Thanks for listening. And now back to the show.
Andy, no, honestly, go check. If you haven't been in the Draft House on a weekend, he runs a great fucking room. How you doing, Ruth?
I'm good. I'm good.
Fantastic.
I'm wondering about the blowjob bishop, though. Like, because I thought that bishops were sort of the receiver of blowjobs.
Andy, that's funny.
I'm not.
Pay attention.
But, like, do you blow 14-year-olds then? Because, like...
The first part was better. I don't have a lot of high school friends, but every once in a while, one of them contacts me out of the blue, and that kind of happened tonight. So, Ruth and band, I really want you to... This might be awful. I apologize in advance. I want you to play on for me my friend Chad, who I've known since high school, and I haven't seen him in like 10 years. So, ladies and gentlemen, Chad from high school, everybody. 3, 4...
What's up, Brandon? How you doing?
How you doing, Chad? I haven't seen you in like 10 years.
Dude, you look like you're doing great right now.
I'm doing okay. Yeah, what have you been up to?
Crushing it. Still crushing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went to Michigan State Business Administration, fucking fratted from the day I got there, crushing it the whole time. Got a job in the Bush administration for like fucking 6 months, whatever.
Oh, cool,
still
right?
Still crushing it. And then after that, got a job at Goldman Sachs, just crushing it, crushing brews. Every time someone loses their house, we all shotgun a beer.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, just it's awesome.
So when you say crushing it,
yeah,
what exactly do you mean?
Well, basically, it's like ruling the universe and ruling life, yeah. So, like, dude, I gotta, like, tell you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
So you know how, like, I told you you're my friend for, like, 4 years?
Yeah.
And, anyway, like, my wife, like, whatever.
Oh, you got married? Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah, like, I cheated on her, whatever, like...
Don't do that.
Her dad's, like, whatever, he's like, just, like, go to marriage counseling. And so all these things came out, and apparently, like, I hopped in my Escalade, I drove out here... And I came to apologize for all the times I hurt you, and you didn't realize.
What are you talking about? You never hurt me.
Do you remember that time that the entire school thought that your dick was in your butt?
I thought that was like a joke that we put on the school about how I like to store my dick in my butt.
No, that's like, no, it's not that you stored it in the butt. Like, the rumor that I started was that every time you got hard, you would shit out your dick. Do you know what I mean?
See, I didn't know that part.
All right, okay.
I'm not cool. Really, you did that?
Yeah, do you remember when I told you that, like, Mike ordered that keg to your grandma's funeral?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me too.
Dude, come on, man. I had to pay for that keg.
Dude, but honestly, like...
We're poor. We had to set up a collection to pay for the keg.
Yeah, like, whatever. Like, it's life, you know? It's high school. Shit happens. And, you know, like, you kind of fucking deserved it. Like,
Wait, why didn't I deserve it?
Because I was your only non-lesbian friend.
So what?
Well, I, like, talked to you, and in actuality, I was just betraying you the entire time.
Chad.
Dude, you're such a loser. Like, look
why
at this.
Why are you doing this to me?
This right now? Where am I right now?
You're in the ballroom.
This is like a, what is this, a concert or something?
Yeah, it's a concert.
I saw this
Jason
shit.
Jason Mraz is about to set up.
I saw this shit on your Facebook. Oh, dude, he's sick. Jason Mraz, dude. He's sick. Dude, me and the Mraz, and that's what I call him. Like, I know him through Goldman. Like, we just fucking do blow together. We just get fucked up, just fucking crush it. Dude, that guy is a madman. Jason Mraz, the Mrazapan. Like, you know, I just give him all these different nicknames, just fucking kicking it. Sometimes we wear fedoras together and we're like, yo, it's crazy, we're best friends and we're both wearing the same hat. It's like crazy.
Chad, did you come here to make fun of me or to apologize?
Well, I came here to apologize, but this is just so pathetic. Like, everyone here is injured.
What is the deal?
Why does everyone have a cast here?
What are you talking? There's
These
one...
people are fucking weird, and they're losers, and they clearly don't
hey, man,
fucking
don't...
drive Escalades, work at Goldman, crush brews. Like, I'm living the life. You know, like, the thing is, I did a lot of evil things, and, like, in movies, like, I'd be working at a gas station, but I'm fucking ruling the world right now, and you're doing concerts amputees in Washington, D.C. What is the deal? Like,
where are you working right now?
What are you doing with your life? Do you have a boyfriend?
I have a boyfriend. She's great.
What's his name?
Phyllis.
Phyllis?
Yeah.
That's a fucking girl's name. That can't be a boyfriend.
Yeah, that's my boyfriend.
Dude, do you remember that time that we were in gym class and I convinced you that you had a butt clit? Do you remember that?
Yeah, well, everyone has a butt clit. Like,
really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No, dude. I told you you had a butt clit, and then everyone put their hockey sticks in your butt, and you said you needed to pee. Do you remember that?
Yeah, well, it felt good.
Dude, that's so good.
I think... Chad, I think you're actually missing out. I mean, you came to apologize. You tried to attack me, but I think in reality, your life is kind of not fulfilled.
Dude, my life is fucking awesome. I'm cheating on my wife like almost every night, fucking crushing
it. Well, why don't
you
just get divorced?
What? Yo, her dad is my boss, yo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
I still follow Fish, though.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All summer long, just fucking rolls, pills, beans, just eating it, just fucking going around, following Fish. It's like, when I'm at Fish, I feel like I'm free, because, like, no one knows that I work at Goldman. No one knows that the houses that they're getting foreclosed on, because they're at Fish concerts and not paying their bills, are making me millions of dollars every year. I think we got a hot mic, Brandon.
I think you've also walked half the crowd, Chad.
Wait, I have another question.
Really?
Do you still do plays?
Yeah.
Dude, I really like this play right now. Am I on the play?
You're in the play.
Dude.
This is Waiting for Godot Part 2. That's a play where they wait for...
You people are laughing at that? That's not even a joke. Dude, is this comedy?
No.
Dude, my favorite comedians, the 3Ds, man.
Go ahead.
Dennis Miller, Dane Cook, Donald Rumsfeld. Fucking crushing it, bro. Dude, I toured with Cook for about 3 months.
Why?
Because he's a fucking wild man. We just hit the bars. We just go out. We just high five. It's crazy.
Did he give you that leather
coat? I've never high fived that much. Like, my hand was tingling so much. All we were doing was just giving pounds, giving fives, just crushing America, basically.
You know, I'm sorry, Chad. I don't think we're friends anymore.
Dude, we were never friends. I'm here to tell you that.
Oh, well. All right.
You just got a text message.
Yeah.
Can you read it out? What does it say?
That's what it says.
From here. From your girlfriend?
No, someone in the audience just texted me that.
Dude, probably because they just came back from the amputee office. Seriously, why does everyone have one arm here?
This is going to kill the
podcast. This is going to be...
But honestly, also the time, I know that all the rumors I spread about you were about butts, but like, do you know how the whole school
I'm gonna start tearing down, keep going.
That you were the first person in medical history whose mom was inseminated via anal sex?
Yeah,
and
that's true.
And there you were shat out?
Yeah, you told me that.
Dude, don't play it off like you weren't crying every fucking day about this shit.
Well, I've come to accept, it's been 10 years.
Dude, you're such a loser, man.
All right, well,
I love you.
I don't love you, bro.
Dude, all right, so anyway, I'm here to say sorry. I'm like making amends, whatever, my fucking wife, whatever. I'll talk to you, like, do you, yeah, okay. Are you not talking to me right now?
I really don't want to.
Dude, you're being bad at your play right now.
I wrote it, it's fine.
What?
I wrote the play, it's fine.
Dude, he's, oh my God, this guy, man. Dude, one time we spread a rumor about.
Okay,
it.
Chad's gonna be around town. Was it crushing?
Fucking staying at the Ritz, crushing it. Me and Rumsfeld just fucking kicking it.
One of the 3Ds.
Dude, just kicking it at the bar, dude. Like just doing. Have you ever had this drink called Jaeger?
Yeah, I don't really like it. Yeah.
Dude, it's like fucking. If you can imagine like the Bush administration in a drink, that's exactly. what it is.
That's a good note to end on.
Dude, gets me so buzzed, gets me so jacked, crushing it.
I will see you at the 20th year reunion.
Dude, I know, if you're not dead by then.
That's true, I might be dead by then.
All right, man, don't die.
Chad from high school, everybody. Play him off, gentlemen.
You, Me, Them, Everybody wants to thank you for listening and also for subscribing to us on iTunes. We can always use the extra support, though, so why don't you say something nice about us on iTunes? Go ahead, give us a 5-star rating. This type of thing helps us out a lot and doesn't cost you a dime. Thanks again for listening, and now back to the show.
Falling from the sky, afraid that when I hit the ground, I might not die. Instead to lie in a hospital bed the last days of my life, and find that to the ones I loved I long ago had died. I long ago had died. How long ago had died?
Hey, thank you.
My name's Ryan. This is a project called Soft Punch. Usually I play with a bunch of loops and, like, kind of ethereal, atmospheric stuff, but I decided to say, fuck it, you know, let's do it live, whatever the catchphrase is, and play on an acoustic guitar tonight. Hopefully y'all are down. This song is just a angry, queer song. I can see your children running through the streets alive with open mouths. I can see their mouth and speakers sounding, a new day is coming south. The kids are all grown up, you'll have to trust me. Not everyone's a bullet for your musket. Kids are all grown up, you'll have to trust it. Not everyone's a bullet for you. Every day there's water busting through the dam you built, it's breaking down. Every day there's answers burning questions through the church's sacred shroud. The kids are all grown up, you'll have to trust it. Not everyone's a bullet for your musket. The kids are all grown up, you'll have to trust it. Not everyone's a bullet for your musket. Do you believe in the living? Thanks again. Joseph missed you, wanted to kiss you, when your eyes shut in front of you, slipped over the edge of your lower lip. It made me tremble. Were you sleeping in my house? You questioned my cow. She only told you I wanted to hold you right then and there. You made me tremble. Give me a little, I want a little. Give me a little of it. Oh, 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 give me a little. I want a little. Give me a little of it. Oh, 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 give me a little. I want a little. Give me a little of it. Oh, 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 give me a little. I want a little. Give me a little. Cause I want it all. Joseph, I miss you. Your time made me feel so good. It made me tremble. Give me a little. I want a little. Give me a little of it. Oh, oh, oh. Give me a little. I want a little. I want a little. Well, I want it all. You're going places I will never go. The last thing I saw is you got in the van. You're reading a book about something I will never know. Thanks. Do you want me to play another one? You want one more? Okay, I'll do another song.
I'm here at 17 with blue eyes and a cookie apron. I swallowed all my words and I doubled back again. No one, no one can take that away. No one. No one can take that away. And I fell in love at 17 with blue eyes and a crooked grin. My mom still washed my blue jeans and folded them with care. And no one, no one can take that away. No one, no one can take that away. One day in your backyard, promise not to tell a Catholic girl you liked her. She wore that dress so well, and I promise I won't tell, I promise I won't tell, no one, no one can take that away.
Hey, thanks. Thanks so much. I'm Ryan. This is Soft Punch. Brandon's going to come back up and talk some more shit, probably. I mean, I assume.
Yeah!
Shit talking.
Soft Punch, everybody! Thanks for coming, everybody, and have a wonderful night.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.